A growing number of communities around the world have been working to create areas that combine startups, new businesses, and what are known as incubators to help provide creative sparks. They tend to be densely populated, technologically up to date, and have a variety of transportation options. These areas are called innovation districts. Mesa is working on becoming an innovation district. Jennifer Vey of the Brookings Institution is in Mesa this morning to talk about how the city can become the next great innovation district. So, Jennifer, what makes a community a good fit to be an innovation district? Are there built-in elements, or can major changes be made to put an area on the right track?
Really, what we're seeing around the country and even really around the globe is that innovation districts are largely starting to evolve somewhat organically. And this is really being driven by a number of different, you know, demographic and market trends. So you're seeing younger workers, particularly, that are demanding higher quality places in which to live and work. At the same time, you know, you have firms that are responding to those demands of their workers. But innovative firms are also tending to cluster in these kind of areas because of their own need for a greater collaboration with other firms, with universities, with the startup community. And so what we're seeing happen is that these districts are beginning to emerge. But increasingly, communities, cities, are recognizing that this is happening, and certainly the stakeholders within them are. But and what they're trying to do is really to harness the power of these districts. And so while they have started to emerge organically, you know, just usually building on the strengths and the existing assets in an area, stakeholders are starting to get more strategic and thinking about how do we evolve this into a unified or a common vision for what we want this place to be, and begin to make investments that really try to leverage those assets.
Well, Jennifer, please give us some hints then as to where Mesa's at now and why you're going to be talking about how Mesa can become the next great innovation district. What stands out to you?
Sure. Well, I had a chance to look around Mesa yesterday and talk to a number of public and private sector leaders. And, you know, from what I can really see is, for one thing, you know, downtown has really good bones, including, you know, the light rail, some of the, historic assets, and a lot of opportunity for redevelopment. There's a lot of big sites that really, present a chance to have a vision for what they might be and how they might, you know, work with some of the other assets in the area and be able to redevelop to really fulfill a vision for this innovation community. Certainly, ASU, if it chooses to go into the downtown area, would be a major catalyst. But, you know, the university and the city will need to determine the kind of programming that really makes most sense, both for the school, for the university, but also for the city itself. And as this evolves, they'll really want to be building on the existing strengths in both the downtown area, but also in the wider region. So they'll really need to be thinking carefully about, well, what are the economic strengths of the wider region? What are some of the sectors that they want to be connecting to? And really thinking also about, you know, what's going to make this place really tick? So while ASU can really be a catalyst for that, over the long term, the vision is to have more firms coming into the downtown area, to have a strong startup community within the downtown area, to be continuing to have more amenities in the downtown area that's really going to draw both, you know, workers in, but also really appeal to existing residents, both as workers, but also, you know, the kind of things that make people want to live down there as well.
Well, to follow up on the ASU point, how major a component does higher ed have to be? Mesa had tried in the past a bit to attract, I'm going to say, branch campuses to some extent of some smaller universities, and that's been kind of hit or miss so far.
Yeah, the university presence in most districts has been pretty important and is often really a driver of this kind of development. So in many cases, you know, universities themselves that may already be located in an urban area are making new kinds of investments, you know, not just real estate investments, but also focusing more on the commercialization of research that's leading to more startup activity. And they're changing their own sort of investment patterns and even, you know, regulatory environment or policy environment to really support startups. So what we've seen in many communities across the country and even in Europe and elsewhere is that universities are in some ways the draw for other firms to come downtown who want to be collaborating with the researchers there at the same time that they're spinning off their own enterprises. So in this case, you know, ASU in that way could really help be that kind of catalyst by virtue of moving there, by bringing students there, certainly by the kind of, you know, research and programming that they're bringing that could then, in turn, attract other types of firms who want to be in their orbit.
Jennifer, tech is changing things really quickly. We have people who are hot on one thing for a while, then they cool on it. So considering we are impatient human beings, what is a reasonable amount of time to feel like, okay, this innovation district is developing, or it's time to maybe go back to the drawing board? I mean, is there a certain period of time? Do we give it a decade? Is that unreasonable? What do you think?
Sure. I mean, this is a long-term proposition, and I don't think there's ever a point where you say, you know, this district is done in some ways, right? I mean, places continually to evolve over many decades. And I think the key for Mesa is to think about in the shorter term, how do they really start to catalyze? And they've got to catalyze this growth. They seem to have a lot of momentum in terms of the interest of a lot of the different, you know, stakeholders in the area. So how do they really seize on that momentum and get a little bit of traction so they can get going with this district so that people can see that this is a place where ASU may want to be or there are other firms want to be. The district, like any district, will continue to really, you know, change and evolve over time. And what's happening there, the kind of innovations that are happening will change as the innovation economy generally continues to transform.
Jennifer Vey is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. She's in Mesa this morning to talk about the city becoming the next great innovation district. Jennifer, thanks very much for the time. Nice to talk with you.
Nice talking with you. Thanks for having me on the show.